Chasing China.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode on Chasing China. Today we have a short but very important topic as we are diving into the world of essential apps you definitely need in China. So whether you're living here or just visiting China for a few days, having the right apps on your phone can make all the difference in navigating daily life in this dynamic country. From ordering food to getting around town, there's an app for just everything here. In fact, mobile apps have become an integral part of everyday life for millions of people across China. But why are those apps so important for expats, foreigners, and people visiting China? Well, for starters, they provide a convenient and efficient way to access essential services and information on the go, so it doesn't matter if you're looking for a ride, ordering groceries, or paying bills, these apps can save you a lot of time and hustle. But there's also another reason for it. So in China, accessing Western apps like Facebook, Google, and WhatsApp can be a challenge due to strict government regulation. Instead, the digital landscape is dominated by Chinese counterparts like WeChat. And these local alternatives offer similar functionalities, but are made to fit within China's regulatory framework. So from social media to navigating and payment platforms, there's a Chinese version for everything. And in today's episode, we'll be exploring five of the must-have apps in China, from messaging platforms to transportation services and everything in between. So whether you're planning to move or travel to China, sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the essential apps that will help you thrive in this fascinating and ever-changing country. So let's begin with the Swiss Army knife of apps in China, WeChat. This app combines messaging, social networking, and mobile payment features all in one. In short, WeChat is like a mix of WhatsApp, Instagram, PayPal, and much more. Some people refer to WeChat as a super app because of its multifunctionality. You can use it to chat with friends and family, share pictures and update on your moment feed, and even pay for everything from groceries to taxi rides. Like WhatsApp, WeChat allows users to send text and voice messages, images and videos. Furthermore, it supports voice and video calls between users and also offers social networking features similar to those found on platforms like Facebook and Instagram. And integrated in the app, you also have WeChat Pay, a mobile payment feature, allowing you to make payments for goods and services directly through the app. So you can link your bank account or credit card to WeChat Pay and use it to pay bills, shop online, and even transfer money to friends. And a funny feature is the split bill function, where users can easily divide expenses among friends. For this, you just have to select the participants in the chat, enter the amount, and send the request. And the other persons confirm their share and make payments through WeChat Pay. But there's more to it. Another thing you have in this app are the mini programs. So WeChat mini programs give you an app-like experience that runs within the WeChat app itself. So they offer a wide range of services and functionalities, including games, e-commerce, food delivery, transportation, and more. And the mini programs eliminate the need for users to download the separate apps for these services, making them convenient and easily accessible. It's like opening the app within the app. For instance, you can have your membership card for Starbucks, book doctor's appointments, or purchase tickets, such as for the Forbidden City. And there are also official accounts, which are created by businesses and organizations, and also public figures sometimes, for marketing and communication purposes. And user can subscribe these accounts to receive updates, news, and promotions. But still not at the end, there's another thing, the QR code scanner. So WeChat features a built-in QR code scanner that allows you to scan QR codes to access websites, also to add new contacts, make payments, and much more. And here it is very common that you have a QR code in a restaurant, so you can scan it with WeChat and you can see the menu and order your items. Let's go over to another segment, transportation. In the bustling streets of China, getting around efficiently is key. And luckily, with the rise of technology, this has never been easier. And when talking about transportation, Didi is the first thing that comes in my mind here. It is the go-to app for ride-hailing services in China. Similar to Uber, Didi allows users to book rides conveniently with just a few taps on their smartphones. So whether you need a quick ride to work or a late night taxi home, Didi has got you covered. And compared to taxi prices in many other countries, it is much cheaper. So in major cities like Beijing or Shanghai, the cost for a 1 hour ride could range between 100 and 200 RMBs, and that is between 12 and 25 euros, depending on the distance, traffic conditions and other factors, of course. But as convenient Didi is, don't forget to explore alternative transportation options like the subway and bicycle sharing services. China has an extensive subway network and it offers a convenient and affordable way to travel within cities. For a ticket, you pay between 3 and 10 RMBs, that's 1 euro. And to buy the ticket, you just need a QR code on your phone. You can get it in Alipay, another app I will present you now. And when you go through the gate, you just have to hold your phone with the QR code on a designated reader to gain entry to the subway platform area. So also the public transportation is much cheaper here, and on top of that, punctual, clean and reliable. And as mentioned in the first episode, you also have this big bike sharing option here. They are everywhere and provide a fun and very cheap way to explore the city more actively. I think 1 hour with a bike costs you around 50 cents. And for gaining access to the bike, you just have to scan a QR code again. So you can do that with WeChat, Alipay and other applications. But before we go over to the next segment, one topic about transportation I want to mention real quick. Navigation apps. Not only is access to Google and also Google Maps very limited here, but also the quality of the maps in Google Maps is not very good. So it's not very accurate. Often streets and buildings are not shown correctly. For people with an iPhone, there's another option, Apple Maps. This works very well here. Actually, fun fact, after my first month here, I bought an iPhone and the Maps function was one of the main reasons. You will notice that most foreigners have iPhones here actually. But for people without an iPhone, I know about two good navigation apps here. The first one is Baidu Maps and the second one is Amaps. I'll write everything in the description box. So let's go from navigation to translation. One of the most popular translation apps in China is actually WeChat. So WeChat offers a built-in translation feature that allows you to translate text messages in real time, making communication so much easier with this huge language barrier here. So when someone texts you in another language, for example Chinese, which happens pretty often here because some contacts you'll get here don't speak English, so you can just tap on the messages and choose translate. And everything will be translated into your language. So then you can answer in your chosen language and the other person can do the same. And also, for example, if you want to buy something, for example on Taobao, we will come to that application shortly, then everything is in Chinese. So you can do a screenshot and send the pictures in a chat and choose translate in the menu, and as a result you can read everything. It's pretty awesome. But another good translation app is Baidu Translate. It's a local app. And of course there's also Google Translate, but again this will be a little bit harder to access. But now another payment app, Alipay. Alipay is another essential app for managing your finances in China. So from paying bills to transferring money to friends, Alipay makes it easy to handle all your financial transactions. You can also use Alipay to shop online, book flights and hotel, and even invest in financial products. Let's move over to another app that we highly praised in the first episode, Meituan. This is your go-to app for ordering food delivery in China. With a vast selection of restaurants and cuisines you choose from, you can satisfy your cravings without ever leaving your home. But it's not just food, also things like pharmacy stuff, flowers and more. And it'll arrive within 30 or 60 minutes at your doorstep. The platform provides a seamless ordering experience with features such as real-time tracking, multiple payment options, and user reviews to help you make good and yummy choices. But Meituan also offers hotel booking and travel services, making it also a super app in my point of view. Now let's talk about Dianping. So Meituan and Dianping were originally two separate companies that merged together in 2015 to form Meituan Dianping. And Matron primarily focuses on providing online to offline services, whereas Yanping, on the other hand, is a leading platform for restaurant reviews and ratings. It allows users to search for restaurants, read reviews, and book tables directly through the app. So I would compare it a little bit to TripAdvisor. And last but not least, Taobao. Taobao is China's largest online shopping platform operated by the Alibaba Group. It was launched in 2003 by the founder Jack Ma as a consumer-to-consumer marketplace, allowing individuals and small businesses to sell products directly to consumers. And over the years, Taobao has grown into a massive e-commerce platform that offers a wide range of products, including clothing, electronics, home goods, cosmetics, and more. It's known for its extensive selection and competitive prices. And most of the people refer to it as the Chinese Amazon. And I think that is quite a good description, as you can buy basically everything on Taobao. Also, many Western products you can't get in the normal stores here. So, that was it. Of course, there are many other apps available with similar and sometimes different features. However, the ones we've discussed today are definitely the most important ones you'll need for navigating life in China. However, with this convenience also comes the need to be vigilant about privacy and security, especially when using apps in a country like China, where regulations and practices may differ from what you're used to. So many of the popular apps offer security features, but still I want to highlight the importance of taking proactive steps to protect your personal information and paying attention to the permission they request. So there you have it, the essential apps that will make your life in China a whole lot easier. So go ahead, download them today and come visit us in China. Thanks for joining Chasing China. Subscribe to stay updated and stay tuned for more adventures. Until then, 再见 and happy chasing!